recording.
So, here we go. Question number one is... Okay, so it's an imaginative exercise. You're standing on the steps of number 10. You've just been elected as Prime Minister in May 2015, and you've got the world's press there waiting for you. What is the very first thing you say to the nation?
Thank you. I think that there's a problem with land ownership in this country, and I think that too much of the land is owned by too few people, and we can enfranchise people more in any other way than by giving each of you a piece of land to work and to do with what you will.
Fantastic. And so question number two is, does democracy matter? And if it does, why does it matter?
I get really hacked off with people who don't vote because, I'm obviously a woman and women died for the vote. My partner's black and black people died for the vote. And I get massively hacked off when black people don't vote. But it's just one way of organising the way you run a country, representative democracy. It only gives you a very small say. Maybe we should do what the Australians do and fine people, prosecute people who don't vote, because you're disenfranchising yourself, I suppose.
Okay, fantastic. And the last question is, I want you to complete this sentence, and please feel free to disagree with the premise of the proclamation, if you like. Okay, so we need a revolution because...
I think the revolution we need isn't so much political as spiritual. I think the way that people live is very materialistic, almost everyone, and that needs to change.